Okay, we've got another edition of the Moto Show. Today's guest is not a rider, it's Lee Morgan, one of the organisers from the 2012 Lap of Hope Charity Day, which is being run on August 14th at Apex Motor Park. Lee, how's it going?
All right, Ray. Yourself?
Good, good. Good day yesterday at Hoxton. We stopped and had a chat for a little while. How's things going with the organisation of the charity day at Apex?
Flat out at the moment, mate, to be honest. Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from the event now, so we just upped the levels now. Lots of pestering people, lots of emails, lots of tweets, lots of Facebook requests. So yeah, it's all good. We was at Hoxton yesterday, just handing out some flyers and stickers and just generally being around with the t-shirts and the hoodies on. But it's very difficult because obviously Justin was commentating and I was sort of running around. But I have to say that Matt Gardner and Bob really helped out. The three lovely ladies that they have doing the promotional work were giving out flyers and stickers for us as well. So they helped massively on the day, to be honest.
That was good, yeah. So basically, a lot of the questions we get asked about the day is it open to, can anyone sign up and ride?
Yes. the only thing we've got restrictions, which is restrictions in general, unfortunately, is with auto riders. But what we say to a lot of people, I've had a lot of auto riders get in touch this year, is, to be honest, to come down, I mean, a lot of kids that came down and had the best sort of time last year, they enjoyed riding everything, don't get me wrong. But, you know, the fact that we had Tommy down, you know, Christian, Martin, Jake, you know, and Brad, and the fact that they were in the paddock, you know, and they weren't separated by a barrier or anything like that, you know, and some lovely pictures of that we've had posted on Facebook of the kids sat on, you know, on Martin's bike, and then the pros were just absolute stars, which is what we know they are. And, you know, Tommy, who didn't ride last year, but was just amazing and was just posing for photographs. You know, we did a few interviews with the guys and everything. Anybody can ride. We've still got, what tends to happen is, we've set up like an online system now where people can book in on www.lapofhope.com. There's a book in donate page, but what we want to try and do is get as many riders booked in before the day. It just saves us a lot more work on the day. But but last year we just didn't know how many people were going to turn up, and in the end we had, if anybody that knows Apex, with it being directly on the M5, people were queuing out onto the M5, so we had a bit of a logistical nightmare really getting them in. So we're trying to encourage as many people to book in and to ride. Now it's £60. £60 goes towards the day, and then obviously you know, we have to pay sort of track fees and things like that, but once that's deducted, you know, the money goes to Wings for Life. So
Do you want to explain exactly what Wings for Life is, what it involves, etc.?
Yeah. If you've been around a Grand Prix or the Red Bull Pro Nationals, you'll have seen Wings for Life popping up more and more. When we first set it up, we were really sort of struggling. We knew we wanted to do it for spinal injuries, but we just didn't know who. And we looked at sort of Stoke Mandeville, and obviously, for those that know, that Justin broke his back in 2002 at Leisure Lakes, and I think he was up at Southport, the hospital there. So there was lots of sort of, you know, looking at where it...
And that's Justin Morris, who's a co-organiser of yourself, yeah?
Yeah. In the British Motocross Championships, broke his back and was paralysed for 2 weeks as a result of it. So obviously, you know, it's something that's very close to sort of both of our hearts. But Wings for Life sort of came about where we looked into it a bit more, and Wings for Life are very much looking at, I wouldn't so much say a cure, but they're looking into sort of research. It's stem cell research and to try and repair the damage that happens with a spinal injury. So it's I may be corrected if I'm wrong, but Heinz Kindergartner was instrumental behind setting Wings for Life up. His son was paralysed in, I think it was a rallying accident. And it's sort of gone from there. I mean, people tend to put Red Bull and Wings for Life sort of, you know, they're one of the same. They're not, but Red Bull, obviously, they provide a lot of support to Wings for Life. So I think that was one of the things why we wanted to get involved with Wings for Life, is that rather than, you know, it's not a criticism of sort of what other people do, but I think we really wanted to see some sort of progression and you know, and they're obviously putting a lot of money into, you know, trying to, you know, repair the damage that's done.
So that's sort of like the day, as you say, to me it sounds like it'd be easier if everyone booked in well in advance, because I would imagine it's going to be even busier this year, because obviously we're involved on the promotion side and the media side, which is great for you guys. So it probably goes out to, you know, a lot of people again this year, even more probably from last year. What did you actually raise last year? Did you hit your target, what you were aiming for?
Well, we went into the whole day sort of really naive, to be honest, Ray. I mean, you know, we just didn't have a clue what we were sort of doing. And you know, we thought probably 50 or 60 people would turn up. And we had just under 1,000 people turn up on the day. And we at one stage during the day, through sort of running round and whatnot, we looked at each other and took it in for a couple of moments and just looked round. We had all our families there and everything. you know, all the pros were there. Tommy had just turned up and went, oh my God, you know, where have all these people come from? We had Lee at Apex, who were absolute stars last year for us. And, you know, even he was like, where are these people coming from? And we were like, we don't know. So in terms of money, I think a gross amount of money we raised just under £8,000.
Wow,
obviously, good. You know, we've got to pay for certain things, and myself and Justin, for obvious reasons, don't take anything out of it. We had a sort of link with Stay Strong last year as well, but I think Stay Strong are linking with Wings for Life this year as well. So we just decided this year, just everything Wings for Life, and then it just makes life a little bit easier, really.
So what pros have you, do you know who's going to be turning up on the pro side this year?
This is the difficult thing with the day, and you know, and sort of full respect to the pros who do come down, and even ones who don't come down, you know, like you know, Sean Simpson couldn't make it last year when he was riding for LS. You know, he was over in Belgium and he had to ride, and you know, he sent over a signed shirt, which was fantastic. Speaking to the riders, you know, spoke to Eb said that he's coming. It's really difficult with them, really, because you know, like I spoke to Max Anstey the other day, and Max, you know, is a big supporter of the day, and Max, you know, last year couldn't make it, was gutted he couldn't make it, because he had to be, he was testing with CLS, and I spoke to Max via Facebook, and Max has said that, you know, look, if there's no commitments with the team and everything, and I'm in the UK, then 100% I'll be there. So, you know, and I spoke to Kevin Strybos yesterday, and Kevin wants me to send him an email. It's, you know, I think sometimes people think that it's you know, they're ordered by the team to come. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, Jake last year, Jake did 3 hours there, 3 hours back, you know, to come and ride. Brad was just an absolute star, you know, came down from Newcastle with Mark from Fox, and just rode, you know, all day, was doing motos, taking photos with the kids, and even bidding for his own shirt in the auction. So, you know, the feedback is that most of the major pros will be there. We just hope that they all stay safe and everything. But you know, I mean, Justin spoke to Steve Dixon the other day, and he's raised it with the team and everything. You know, so we're 90% that those guys will be there. And we're saying to a lot of the pros, you know, if you can't come down and ride, we know that it's British Grand Prix week. Just come down and just be in there, because, these guys have such a big impact on the day, and the kids just absolutely love it when, you know, they turn up there. And we had kids, you know, like, oh my god, there's Tommy Searle, oh my god, there's Martin Barr, you know. And they can see and touch these riders, whereas they go to a Grand Prix and it's, you know, it's a little bit sort of removed from them. They see the riders like, you know, we had Christian Whatley and Jim Davis doing a barbecue in the middle of Apex car park last year, you know. And everybody's a little bit relaxed. The weather was nice and, you know, there was a lot of banter around. I think that was the key to the success of the day, really.
Yeah, that's good. Just one last thing then. If you just say exactly where they can actually sign in, and the cost again, just to remind everyone, and then we'll hopefully see everyone on the 14th of August.
Right. Yeah, it's www.lapofhope.com. There's a page there called Book In, Donate. Once you click on that, if you're not going to come today and you just want to make a donation today, just click the donate button. If you want to ride, fill all of your details in. But please, please, please make sure that you click the donate button, because that will then allow you to pay. £60, we're calling it a minimum donation. If you want to donate more, we're not going to say no. If you run a motocross shop or you have some merchandise that you want to auction or for the raffle, if you drop me an email at info@lapofhope.com, what we're trying to do with this whole thing, Ray, is to, you know, for businesses that are supported us, and, you know, I'm just going to plug a couple of people who really sort of helped, and apologies if I miss anybody off, but we've got Gavin Hookham, who does all our web stuff and all of our design stuff,
yep,
who, from Red 11 Creative, who puts up with a hell of a lot from me and Justin, you know, and gives up a lot of his time for nothing for us. And so I have to say, and Jim Scrafton from Motor Shack, who has done an absolutely fantastic job with the stickers this year. And obviously, you know, sort of props to Matt Gardner and those boys as well,
yep,
for helping us out. But just everybody sort of helps us out, really. You know, it is much appreciated.
Okay, just one final thing then. What about spectators? Do they have to pay to get in?
Yeah, it's a £3 minimum donation.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we call it a donation. Some people came down and watched last year. They go, right, okay, I'd like to donate £10. Or, yeah, you know, it's entirely up to people. It's a minimum donation of £3. But yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks for that. We've added a link above the interview box on the website, which people are listening to right now, so they can click on that and go straight to the Lap of Hope page and donate or sign up on the day. And hopefully we'll get more than last year, and hopefully the sun's shining.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, thanks for that, Lee, and we'll speak to you on the 14th, if not before.
Lovely. Thanks, Ray.
Okay, thanks very much.
See you now.
Bye.